If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For Project Spurs, I'm Paul Garcia, and this is the Spurscast. In today's episode, I'll be breaking down the Spurs' 2023-2024 season schedule that just dropped a few hours ago on Thursday. Let's jump right into this episode. Okay, so the Spurs' schedule did drop by the NBA earlier on Thursday, so we're going to go through some of the main highlights, and then we'll kind of go through a month-by-month overview and just kind of discuss some notable games or back-to-back sets, things like that. All right, so let's jump right into this. Okay, so the Spurs' regular season schedule begins on October 25th versus the Dallas Mavericks. That game is in San Antonio, and it is nationally televised on ESPN. And that is a big theme that we saw in this schedule breakdown, is that the NBA, now that the Spurs got Wemby on their team, they've actually added a bunch of national games for the Spurs. The Spurs clock in with 19 national TV games, according to the schedule, and these are games that will be broadcast on ESPN, TNT, I believe ABC, and also NBA TV. So when we say those 19 games, those are the channels that we're discussing. However, even though it's 19 games, it's a lot, we do want to keep in mind, though, that it's mostly in the first part of the season. So from October through January, the Spurs have 15 of their 19 national games. Then in just March, they have four national games. So there's none in April and none in February either. So again, it's mainly those first 4 months of the season where you're going to see a lot of Spurs basketball if you're not watching on the local channels. The Spurs do have 13 back-to-backs when you look at the schedule breakdown, and I want to give some credit to one of my former colleagues at Project Spurs, Josh Paredes, who now works at Air Alamo, credit there, because I had counted 12, and then there was a date back-to-back from November 30th to December 1st, so that was also a back-to-back. So again, 13 back-to-backs. Okay, now let's go through a month-by-month breakdown again. Just some notable things that I found when I broke apart the schedule earlier today. So in October, there are four games for the Spurs, and half of those are nationally televised. So again, two national televised games in October, including a game on Halloween night against the Phoenix Suns. When we go to November, there's 14 games, five national games, and then that is where the brand new in-season tournament will begin sometime in November, where they're going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves in a game, then they go on the road at Oklahoma City, then they play the Sacramento Kings, and also they play on the road at the Golden State Warriors. Now, these games don't happen all in a row. There's going to be some other games in between there, but those four in-season tournament games do make their debut there in November. So that's one of the key highlights from November. In December, there's going to be 14 games, including two in-season tournament knockout rounds. So if the Spurs actually do well in their in-season tournament games in November, then they have a chance to qualify for the knockout tournament. Knockout tournament, basically. And so if they do that, they get to be in those knockout games there in December. If they don't, let's just say they struggle and they don't make it when their group area, then they will just have two additional regular season games there in December. And then one other key game for the Spurs is they will be playing on New Year's Eve against the Boston Celtics in San Antonio. Moving on to January, we see that the Spurs have their most games in a month there in January, with 16 games, the most of any games in a month there for San Antonio. However, they're going to be on TV a lot on the national stage, should I say. They're going to have six national games during this month. They will also play on MLK Day against the Atlanta Hawks on the road in Atlanta. And then they are also going to have a big home stretch in January, where they have a seven-game home stretch in January. In February, the Spurs will have 12 games, and those will mostly be on the road. They're going to have a 9-game rodeo road trip, which is the most road games they're going to play this season. And it's going to basically move from each coast. They're going to begin on the East Coast against some teams, and they're going to finish on the West Coast. And in between then, though, they will get a break, because they are going to have the NBA All-Star break there. And also at some point in February, I was trying to find the date, but the trade deadline will also happen. And that could be key for San Antonio, because they may look at moving some veteran players as that trade deadline approaches there in February. So again, February, there are 12 games. In March, there are 15 games, 11 home games. That's the most of the season for home games for San Antonio. And there is an 8-game home stretch. However, we do want to consider that two of those games, of those 8 games, are in Austin, Texas. So even though it's 8 games in a row at home, two of those games are going to be played in Austin. So it's really a 6-game home stretch if you're looking at San Antonio specifically. And then here's another holiday game for the Spurs. They're going to play on Easter Sunday against the Golden State Warriors. So again, they've gotten...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
MLK Day, they've gotten the Easter game, they got the New Year's Eve game, they got the Halloween game. They have a bunch of holiday games here, the Spurs do, in this new schedule. Then the season wraps up in April, where the Spurs are going to play 7 games. There wasn't anything too specific that stood out there. Obviously, if the Spurs do well this year and they end up either going to the playoffs or else going to the in-season tournament, that would be something to look out for in April, if that's the case. Just some other notes I want to mention about the schedule breakdown. Per Positive Residual, they basically broke down all 30 team schedules, and they looked at different elements. And so according to their metrics, they're saying that the Spurs have the toughest strength of schedule at 52.7% of any team. So of all 30 teams, the Spurs do have the toughest schedule. Now, if you follow the Spurs for the last few years, and they've been having some losing seasons, that's not too surprising, because when you're one of the bottom teams record wise the year before, you're not going to play yourself. So it's going to be tough. You're going to be basically, outside of like Houston and some of those other bad teams that were projected, it's going to be a tough schedule for you, because you're not getting to play that one of those teams that had the losing records. And so after San Antonio, it's the Rockets that have the second toughest schedule. Then it's the Kings, who are actually a good team. The Lakers as well have a tough schedule, and then the Pistons are right there. So again, according to on paper right now on these metrics, according to Positive Residual, the Spurs do have the toughest schedule in the NBA to begin. And then when we look at their over-under, I don't think this has changed, because this is what I saw recently. So DraftKings has their over-under the Spurs at 29.5 wins. So they are expected to be, I think, 7 wins better than last year. I think last year was like 22.5. So again, 29.5 wins is the over-under for San Antonio. Again, not expecting this to be a playoff team or even a play-in team at that number, but still expected to make some progression, especially with the addition of Victor Wembanyama to this team in this coming season. And so before we close it out, because again, like I said, it was just really just to break down the schedule in this episode. There hasn't been much going on since the past 2 weeks that I recorded. I just want to go through a few news and notes that have happened in the past 2 weeks. So if you watched last Saturday on NBA TV, it was a really cool ceremony. It was the Hall of Fame ceremony. Coach Pop officially got went into the Hall of Fame. Tony Parker went into the Hall of Fame. Becky Hammon went into the Hall of Fame. And then also Pau Gasol also entered the Hall of Fame. So it was a really cool ceremony. I don't know if you're able to find that. If you didn't get to catch it, it was really cool to see Coach Pop's speech, Becky's, Tony's speech, Pau Gasol, and then a few other NBA greats like Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade was there. So again, I highly recommend you watch that celebration if you weren't able to catch it. If you were, you understand that it was a cool celebration to watch. Regarding the FIBA World Cup, which begins next Friday, August 25th, there's not many Spurs players playing in this tournament. It's really just going to be, according to the latest articles that I read, it's just going to be Sandro Mamukelashvili. He's going to be playing with Georgia. So, there's not a lot. I know in past seasons, the Spurs had a bunch of international players on their teams who would go compete with their international teams. But this year, it's really just Mamu who's expected to be on one of those World Cup rosters. So the tournament does begin next Friday, August 25th. And then the preseason should be starting. The Spurs' first game, should I say, is going to be on October 9th. So today I'm recording on August 17th, and training camps probably don't open until October 2nd. So we still got about a month and a half left of no basketball for the Spurs, or like nothing regarding the NBA right now. So this is kind of one of those dormant times in the NBA when it's very quiet. And then just regarding the Spurs' roster, like I said, there hasn't been any signings, any trades, any waivings. So they're kind of still in the same boat from 2 weeks ago that when I last did a podcast, where before opening night on October 25th, they are going to have to either waive or trade three players before that deadline there. And actually, the deadline would technically be October 24th when the actual season begins for all NBA teams in terms of the schedule. So that's kind of where everything sits. Again, I just wanted to do a quick episode to break down the schedule breakdown. If there's any kind of news with the Spurs, they waive or trade a player, things like that in the next week, I will definitely produce an episode and record one. If there's not, then I probably won't be back on here again for another 2 weeks, just because we're in off-season mode right now. And then, of course, once training camp starts in October, we will definitely go right into bringing weekly episodes back. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Spurs Cast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and your favorite podcast apps. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by Paul Garcia. Music for this episode was written by Vincent Garcia and Paul Garcia. Thank you. Have a great day.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.